Good morning.
大家早上好。
How are we doing today?
大家今天怎么样？
How many of us are awake?
谁是醒着的？
Are we ready to get into God's word today?
我们有没有准备好？
Really? That, I heard like two people say they're ready. Are we ready?
Yeah! 我们准备好没？
How many of us would say here today that we desire to pursue God?
今天我们在座的人里边有几个人说我们想要去追求主？
How many of us would say that in an honest statement?
请大家告诉我。
Okay, I hope that's true.
我希望那是真的。
If we're desiring to know Him, we have to be careful the process that we take to do that.
如果我们想要追求主，我们必须得知道这个过程是什么样的。
I think one of the biggest questions that we ask as Christians is, what does it take to be a faithful Christian? What does it take to be strong in my faith?
作为基督徒，我们最大的问题是，我们需要什么去变成一个基督徒？什么样？最大的问题是，怎么样变成一个强大的基督徒？
How can I be a faithful pursuer of God?
我们怎么样能够做一个虔诚的追求者？
And so sometimes as Christians, we might look to the examples of those who came before us or someone that is today living before us, a great example of a Christ follower.
有的时候我们只是看其他人的例子，看其他人是怎么做一个基督徒的。
And I think that's a good possible way to do so.
我觉得那个是可行的。
How many of us like to read thoughts?And books of people who have great experiences with God.
有多少个人看其他人写的书，是那些人他们自己经历神的经历。
I oftentimes like to stop and read a great book on what someone's perspective is on faith.
我经常看其他人写的书，看他们是怎么样去理解虔诚的。
We can gain much understanding through what other people have experienced in their faith.
我们可以有一些理解，就是对于其他人是怎么对虔诚的看法，我们有一些他们的看法。
And I think those kinds of books, those kinds of examples of people before us are great resources for us to kind of take a reflection on our own life. How am I doing in my walk with Christ?
我们把这些人当成一种资源，把他们写的书当成资源，然后让我们自己学他们是怎么样去追求主的。
Does what I am doing right now have value?
我现在做的东西有没有价值？
Does my existence matter?
我的存在有没有意义？
But I often have to stop when I think and hear and look at the examples. Is that necessarily the most proper way for us to pursue God?
我经常停下来去看或者是去听他们的一些例子，然后我就为自己问自己，这些是我所要追求的吗？
Our church this year is talking through revival.
我们教会今年的主题就是复兴。
There seems to be something going on within our church, our leadership, that we want to grow deeper in our faith and walk with Christ.
我们领导组呢，就是要领导大家怎么样让大家变得更虔诚，去追随主。
And if we really reflect on the revivals in the past in history of the church, it looked nothing like what the people really expected it to look like.
如果我们停下来好好的反映一下这个复兴，看一下教会历史的话，我们就知道那些不是我们所真的要期待的。
How many of us really want to have revival in our hearts?
有多少个人真的想让我们有复兴，是在自己心里边的复兴？
How many of us really want to passionately follow Christ?
有多少个人真的想有那种激情，就是那种激情去追求主的激情？
I want to say no human effort can conjure up a revival in your heart.
我要说人的努力是不能去实现这个复兴的。
Because the perfect God is the one that is going to be doing that reviving.
因为只有那个最完美的主是他去成全我们，他去成全我们这个复兴。
And revival in the past, when it came upon the church, the people, when they saw the Holy Spirit reviving their hearts for God, renewing their minds in Christ, it required them to be humbled and to be changed.
因为在过去的教会历史中，我们看到如果有一些属灵的复兴的话，那一定是要求人去非常谦卑，还有就是去改变。
Revival means a reawakening and a consciousness of God in one's life.
复兴是要求人去重新苏醒，并且在神里边有觉悟。
So I want to tell you this, if you desire revival,
所以我要告诉你们，如果你们真的很想去复兴的话，
if we really want God to change us, to wake us up, to renew our faith,
如果我们真的想让上帝去改变我们，去让我们去提高自己的虔诚度，
that it's only going to be Him and our reliance on Him that will actually bring that about.
那是他的工作，我们要完全的倚仗他，他会把那个工作完成的。
We're going to be focusing in on 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
今天我们要看的经文就是《格林多前书》第一章。
And Paul sends this letter to the church of Corinth because they were going through some serious struggle.
保罗把这个封信是写给格林多教会的，因为他们这个教会经历了一些当时正在经历一些东西。
And if there are any Bible scholars in this room today, this may be a message that you might think of as a message that you talk about divisions.
如果在座的有哪些是对圣经有研究的人的话，一定会知道这个是讲圣经是怎么样去在教会里大家是怎么样去产生分歧的。
But if you take a step back at this passage, at this book of the Bible, when we look at the heart behind what the church of Corinth is going through, it's all about revival.
但是如果我们把圣经放在一边，我们看我们自己的心的话，那我们就知道这个其实是讲我们的心是怎么样复苏的。
Paul was warning this church to be careful.
保罗在给这个教会一些警告，就是说一定要小心。
He was trying to warn them to escape, plead with them to stop and be careful of the trap that happens when we bring in human religion into a spiritual thing.
他最大的这个警告就是说，怎么样能逃离人造的宗教，而是做我们属灵里边我们属灵的被造者。
I believe when we bring religion into a relationship with a living and perfect God, that we often stunt our own growth.
我要建议大家一定要不要做一个人造的宗教的追随者，而是真的要做一个和上帝有关系的人，这样在生活中才能体现出来。
And what we'll be seeing is that they were listening. They were listening to the thoughts. They were listening to the teachings of mere mankind.More than the thoughts of Christ.
当时那些人呢，都是在听人的说教，而不是说真的去追寻神的教诲。
In their act of religion, they were becoming mediocre.
在他们的那些行为中，因为他们追随的是人造的宗教，所以他们变得非常的普通，非常的很不起眼。
They were pursuing a life of someone that went before them instead of the life of Christ.Who went before us all?
他们在追求的是一种别人的生活，而不是说真的是基督的生活。基督就是他们所认识的基督。
I am not saying that reading books of people is a bad thing.
我并不是说看别人写的关于基督的书就是不好的。
I am not saying that looking up to someone who is living a Christ-like example before us is a bad thing.
我也并不是说看别人，把别人当成一些自己的榜样，这些是不好的。
But we need to pursue God.
我真正要说的是我们怎样去追寻主。
And that pursuit is going to be a life pursuit.
那种追寻是一种对生命的追寻。
But if you pursue Christ in the right way,You will never regret that.
真相就是，当你真正的用自己的生命去追随主的时候，你是永远不会反悔的。
Because that journey changes us, revives us, renews us, makes us more like Christ.
因为那条道路可以让自己复兴，可以让自己更新，能够让我们变得更像主。
Let's pray before we get into our text.
让我们一起来祈祷。
Holy Spirit, would you be here with us today?
圣灵呀，请你跟我们同在。
Would you open our hearts and minds to hear your truth today?
请你把我们的心，把我们的脑子打开。
And Lord God, this message that you've placed here for us today, would you help us to reflect on our lives, to see God, maybe some places we might need to change.
让我们今天听到这个信息，就让我们能够意识到，也许在我们生活中，我们确实有一些地方是要改变的。
Holy Spirit, teach us this morning.
圣灵呀，请教育我们。
We thank you that your word is truth.
我们非常感谢你，你的话语是真实的。
I thank you, God, that you're alive and that we're alive because of you.
非常感谢你，主呀，你是活着的主，所以我们能活着是因为你活着。
And I thank you for this time. I pray in your name. Amen.
我们谢谢这段时间。
Let's read through the word. I'm going to read in English. Please follow along on the screen in Chinese.
我现在要读经文，请大家跟着大屏幕读中文。
1 Corinthians 1, 10 to 31. Let's read. Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's household, that there is a contention among you. Now I say this, that each of you says, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, or I am of Cephas, or I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you, except Crispus and Gaius, lest anyone should say that I had baptized my own in my own name. Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Besides, I do not know whether I baptized any other, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. What we just read there,
我们刚才在那儿读的这些东西,
the church of Corinth had this fervor for God.
格林多教会对, 对神是有追求的。
But their good intentions got in the way.
但是他们的这些好意呢，却反而绊倒了他们。
And placed the spotlight on a mere human.
他们把这些期待都放在了人的身上。
They were bragging about, hey, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos.
他们在炫耀说是，哦，我们是跟随保罗的。
Whose teaching they were following, that is who that they felt like they belonged to.
他们不知道他们所要追求的这个教义是什么。
And it was causing a division in the church.
所以才会在教会里边造成了分歧。
So Paul says, was I Paul crucified for you?
所以保罗才质问他们，是我为你们而死的吗？
He said, were you baptized in the name of Paul?
保罗还说，你们是以我的名义受洗是洗的吗？
And when we read through this passage, it should get us to seriously question.
当我读到这篇经文的时候，我就会问自己一个非常严肃的问题。
Is it okay to look up to someone who seems to have a great Christian walk?
到底好不好？就是当我们看别人别的基督徒的生活的时候。
And the answer to that is yes, it's okay.
答案就是可以，是可行的。
But there's a big but to that.
但是呢，有一个很大的但是。
If we go and start to value a person's opinion over the opinion of Christ, we are going to be gratefully disappointed, or greatly disappointed, not gratefully.
如果我们只看到别人的生活模式的话，那我们而不是看基督，那么我们就会经历一个很大的失望。
if we hold someone's opinion about God's word over the opinion of what Jesus Christ said, we're putting them on a pedestal in the spotlight, a place that they should never be put.
如果我们只看别人的意见，而不是说真的去聆听主的教导，那我们也就是一个都受粪便的人。
And so what the people were doing in the church of Corinth, they were seeing these examples of people before them, and they're like, oh, if I want to pursue God, if I want to be, you know, this great follower of Christ, I have to do what they do.
所以他们有一就是很激烈的去想说是、啊、那如果我要是追求主的话，那我就应该做像他们这些人做的事情一样。
And I call this the pedestal syndrome.
所以我们这个就叫都受粪便症状。
One day you can find that in a psychology book.
你可以从这个，你可以找到这个定义是在哪儿找到呢？就是在那个心理学书上找到。
The pedestal syndrome is when we place somebody in light in a spotlight when they shouldn't be there.
这个症状就是指，我们把一些人的这个想法呢放到太高，而这些人的想法呢根本不应该被高举的那么厉害。
You see, I've had situations in my life where I've done just this thing.
在我的过去生活中，我有一些情况，有一些时候也是这样的。
I really looked up to some people.
我一直很高看一些人。
And I still look up to people.
我直到今天，我还是很高看一些很多人。
And I thought to myself, wow, they're the epitome.I want to be just like them.
我看到他们以后，我就觉得他们真好呀，我真想就像他们一样。
And so there would be sometimes, especially when I was younger, where I would start to talk like them and do things like them.
尤其当我年轻的时候，我就说话的时候也模仿他们，做事的时候也模仿他们。
And so when I did that, when I saw them actually do something wrong, it rocked my world.
就因为我把他们看得这么高，所以当他们做错事情的时候，我觉得我的整个世界都受到了震撼。
I was like, oh my goodness, how could somebody, they're supposed to be perfect, how could they do that?
所以我就在质问，说是他们那么好，他们怎么能做那些事情呢？
And those lessons I learned through those situations, when I put people in that spotlight instead of Jesus, I realized this, that they are not my savior.
就是我学到的人生课程，就是他们所在的那个位置其实是基督所在的位置，所以我就在想，他们不是我的救世主。
They are not the one I was baptized into.
啊，我不是以他们的名义而受洗的。
I was baptized into Jesus Christ.
我是以基督的名义而受洗的。
And so we have to be careful. We must always look to Jesus as our example, as the one that we follow.
所以我们总要小心，就是小心，我们总是要看基督为榜样，而不是看人以为榜样。
And when we put people in that place, we are expecting them to be perfect, and that is something that is also very wrong.
当我们把人高举得这么厉害的时候，我们就指望他们变得很完美，但是其实那是一种错误的观念。
Even the greatest of Christians, if they do not follow and walk with Christ, have the ability to fall.
即便是最伟大的基督徒，如果他们不按照主的教导去巡视的话，他们也同样会犯错。
And so I experienced that humility that comes with that.
所以我在那个过程中，我学到了很多东西。
It is not wrong to look up to somebody and admire how great of a Christian they are.
就是看他们的生活，还有敬佩他们的生活是没错的。
But when we make them the standard.Of a Christian faith and walk with Christ, we got to be careful.
但是我们把它当成人生的指标的话，那我们一定要小心。
There is a rap artist whose name is Lecrae.
有一个摇滚音乐家。
And if you ever see me driving down the road, you'll hear that my music typically is blasted very high.
如果你曾经跟我一块儿开过车的话，那你就知道我经常听他的音乐。
I grew up in Baltimore, and so when I there the culture, especially with people that were my age, was to turn your music up really loud.
我是在巴尔德摩长大的。我小的时候的那个风俗和文化就是，当你开车的时候，音乐非常响。
When I was younger, I used to blast some music that was not good.
当我年轻的时候，我经常为一些不好的音乐而感到高兴。
And God quickly got a hold of my heart and said, "This is also a testimony to others as well. You must be careful."
上帝很快就注意到了，上帝就给我一个警告，就说你一定要小心。
So now I blast Lecrae.
所以我就开始喜欢这一个摇滚音乐家。
And so one of his songs, one song that I like a lot, is called "I Can Play the Background."
有一个歌我非常喜欢，那个名字就叫《我可以只作为背景》。
And the song, in the song, he says, "I can play the background because I know sometimes I get in the way. So won't you take the lead?" He's talking to Jesus. Won't you, Jesus, take the lead?
所以他的意思就是说，我只是人，我只能做背景，所以我会犯错。那么就请你作为真正的主角。
The church in Corinth was trying their best to be a Christian.
格林多的教会呢，其实是非常尽力的在做一个好的基督徒。
And if you heard what I just said, they were trying their best to be a good Christian.
就像你刚才听到我的讲义一样，他们真的是很在努力的做一个好基督徒。
Are we trying our best? Have you been trying your best?
我们是不是也在尽自己最大的努力，在做一个好的基督徒
？I want to say that you have to play the background when it comes to your walk with Christ.
我必须告诉你，当你和主一同行走在你的生活中，你一定是背景。
We cannot take the lead in our walk with Him. We need to allow Christ to be our lead.
我们不能当主角，当主角的一定是基督，只有他才能领导我们。
Because if we take the lead, we make our faith a religious act.
因为一旦我们成为了主角，那么我们的这些行为就成为一种人对宗教的狂热。
And Jesus was absolutely against religion.
基督呢，是非常反对这种对宗教一味的追寻和狂热的。
You can Google 10 ways to be a good Christian.
你可以在网上寻找十种最佳方法做什么是十种最佳做基督徒的方法。
But I want to tell you, you don't need to look any further than Jesus and what He did for us on the cross for our example.
但是我要告诉你的是，你不用真的细看什么，因为你只要看基督为我们做了什么，基督在十字架上为我们做了什么，他是一个怎么样的模型，我们就知道了。
So if you want to pursue God, you want revival, you want a reawakening of your faith, you mustn't get in the way.
所以你要是想追寻主，你要是想复兴，你要是想在灵里复苏，那么你就不能让自己变成了你自己的绊脚石。
If you notice, the church in Corinth was about who they were following.
如果你细看的话，你就知道格林多教会是在寻求他们到底追寻的是谁。
And what they were doing.
他们在干啥？
And so that was what was causing the dissension in the church.
所以那些其实是导致教会有分歧的地方。
If we rely on ourselves for our spiritual walk with God, we will be so severely disappointed.
如果我们只依靠自己去追求主的话，那我们的结果一定是非常。我们的结果一定是非常失望的。
Let's continue to read, and I'll read for us, and you can just listen and or read on the screen. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent."Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. The power, the wisdom that we need is not going to be found in a manly or a man-made thought.
我们的力量和智慧是不能在人造的东西里找到的。
In a man-made system.
在人造的一种制度里。
It can only be made and found in God.
这些力量和智慧只能在基督里边找到。
And to someone who does not know God personally, this is not a slam on you.
对一些不了解基督的人，这些他们是理解不了的。
This is an encouragement. If we want true wisdom, wisdom that extends past the human mentality, we must seek the one true God to get that wisdom.
这些是对你的激励，就是你怎么样能够把这些人造的东西都过滤掉，而是真正的去追寻在主里的力量和智慧。
Unless our hearts and minds are awakened to God, we will not understand God's wisdom.
除非我们的脑子和心里边都得到了苏醒，否则我们是理解不了神的力量和智慧的。
I've heard someone say it is weak to believe in God.
我听到有些人说，其实相信基督是一种软弱的表现。
But I want to tell you,Through understanding God, through knowing Him, we have the power and wisdom of one who is so far above any human thought or way. We have that wisdom at our grasp because He is perfect.
但是我要告诉你的是，通过对他话语的理解，还有对他对主的了解，那么我们一定会找到至高无上的智慧和力量，因为他是完美的。
I've been told because I pursue God's wisdom and try to understand His word that I am narrow-minded.
我会理解到追求他才是真正的含义。我自己呢，我只有非常局限的大脑。
But I want to say if we only base our understanding of wisdom in mere imperfect human people, then we are narrow-minded.
但是我要告诉你的是，我们只要我们只是一光，我们只是光是追求人类的理解和人类的智慧的话，那我们的大脑只会变得更局限。
To pursue the wisdom of God is taking our minds outside of this world, outside of this understanding and corrupt culture.
追寻主就是说，你要想一些东西是不在这个世界里的东西，是在这个世界外的东西，还有这个人类理解外的东西，这才叫追寻主。
And when I entered into my relationship with Jesus Christ, it opened up something that I can never get on this earth.
当我去和神建立一种关系的时候，我才理解到，哦，原来我打开了一种东西，那不是说这个世界上是有的东西，而是属神的东西。
In this passage of 1 Corinthians, in verse 19, it says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
当我们读这节经文的时候，尤其是第十九节，我们理解到了人类的智慧是没办法跟上帝的智慧比及的。
This is taken from the prophet Isaiah.
这个是从以赛亚书引用到这儿的。
In chapter 29, 13 to 16, I'm going to just paraphrase it. He says, one day when Christ returns, a prophecy of his returning, man's wisdom will be met with the reality of God.
我来这儿总结一下，就是以赛亚书第二十九章十三到十六节说的，就是当有一天人的智慧遇到了神的智慧的时候，我们就知道现实是啥了。
If we only listen to man's thought,
如果我们只是听人的想法，
you're only taking in the experiences and the wisdom of an imperfect person.
那么你只是能学到一些，就是那些不所有的人都是不完美的，就是听到不完美的人的一些想法和经历。
Verse 20 says, through the wisdom of the world, you know, basically, society, you cannot know God, you will not know God or meet God through exploring man's wisdom.
第二十节我们知道了，这世界呀，你根本是没办法理解上帝的，上帝的智慧的，因为这个社会是没办法理解的。
Romans chapter 1 talks about in the futility of our minds that we start to worship the creature rather than the creator.
罗马书第一章讲到了说我们要去敬拜这个创造世界的而不是说被创造的东西。
This passage talks about how even the simple gospel is foolishness to a world that does not understand the wisdom of God.
即便是最简单的福音书 也代表了说这个世界是愚蠢的他们不理解上帝的旨意。
One thing as a person that I can definitely account to is that when I don't understand something, one of my first reactions is to, well, you know, it doesn't matter.
人的天性，就比如说我，当我不知道一些东西的时候，我就会自然的想，哦，没事儿，那个不重要。
That shows my human foolishness.
那正代表了人是傻的。
Because what this verse is saying, when people hear the word of God preached the wisdom of God, it doesn't make sense, so they label it as foolishness.
因为人是不理解神的话语，不理解神的旨意，所以他们就觉得哦，那个不重要，那个是不行的。
I hope and pray that you pursue God more.
我希望并且祈祷你能够追求主更多，并且更多。
One thing that this world society encourages is self-adoration.
这个社会在教育我们一个概念，就是说自我追逐。
That we should be all about ourselves.
我们自己都挺好的。
Look at my resume.
看我的简历。
I have done this many things.
我干了这么多好事儿。
And that is opposite to what God has shown us and taught us.
这其实正是不符合主教育我们的。
Also, in a worldly philosophy, they do encourage to be kind and to help others.
这个世界的哲学教育我们，对，你是应该善良，你是应该帮助别人。
But most of the time when someone is doing that, they're just wanting to seek a good name.
但是大多数人做这些好事的时候，只是在自我追求。
A good pat on the back. You are so good. Great job.
自己对自己有一个安慰，说啊，你真好，你干了很多好事儿。
If you can see the difference of who Jesus was, how he humbled himself, came down to earth, and he made himself a servant. God made himself a servant. And we look at how the world tries to puff up. Oh, we're great. We are perfect. An illusion.Perfection.
但是当你看基督的生活的时候，他是怎么样降世到人世间，怎么样在人世间行走，那么你就会知道哦，我们并不是完美的。
I hope you can see the difference in what God is telling us and what the world is telling us.
我希望你能找到这个不同的所在，一种是上帝在教育我们什么，另一种是这个社会在教育我们什么。
I googled an inspirational quote of the day.
我在网上找了一些灵感启发，每日灵感启发。
And it says this.
它是这样说的。
Self-confidence is the most attractive quality a person can have. How can anyone see how awesome you are if you can't see it yourself?
这个就是在说你怎么自信是来自于你对自己的了解，就是你要是看不到自己有多美的话，你怎么能了解自己呢？
And we can sit there and be like, wow, you know, there's some truth to that.
当我们看到这个时候，我们就觉得啊，这个好像挺真的。
We shouldn't just look down ourselves all the time and treat ourselves horribly.
我们可能就是需要看自己，然后就觉得啊，我确实是应该这样看待自己。
But here's the downfall to that wisdom.
但是，错误所在就是在这儿。
It's saying that I, in my confidence, I can do anything.
这个错误的所在就是说，在我的自信中，我可以做任何事。
But how many of us have ever failed?
但是在座的有多少个人失败过？
How many of us have ever messed up?
你做错了，以前做错了什么？
God's wisdom would say this.
人的智，神的智慧会这样说。
You are special to him.
你是在他眼里你是非常特别的。
He loves us so much.
他爱我们，他是那么的爱我们。
But we desperately need him.
我们是非常需要他的。
And our confidence can only be found in Christ.
我们的自信只有在基督耶稣里能找到。
Because he is the only one that was perfect and is perfect.
因为只有他是最，最完美的。
So if I was to stand in the mirror and give myself this self-talk speech,
所以当我站在镜子前，我给一个自己给自己一段演讲的话。
And if I just straightened my tie and said, "Chuck, you can do it."
或者我穿的仪表堂堂，告诉我自己，对我可以做到。
Oh my goodness, I would fail.
但是呢，我会失败。
But if I stood in that mirror and I said, "God, would you give me the strength?"
但是当我站在镜子前，我在祈祷，上帝呀，你能不能给我力量
？Would you help me overcome this obstacle?
你能帮助我战胜这个困难吗
？Would you give me wisdom to do what's right?
你能给我睿智去做什么是对的事情吗
？Instead of relying on my wisdom, my understanding, or reading that person's book of 10 ways to be self-confident.
而不是说给我自己一些理解，给我自己一些智慧，或者是看别人的所谓成功哲学。
I must always go back to my relationship with my Savior and God.
我一定要经常去回到和审视我跟神的关系。
And that is where I find my strength, my ability is in Him.
那个地方才是我真正能找到自己的能力和我自己的价值的地方。
The worldly wisdom can give you some snippets, small snapshots, or small pieces of truth, but it's also filled in with a human understanding.
这个社会给我们的智慧呢，只是那么一点点的正确，但是大部分呢，其实都是会导致我们做错的。
I want to say, Christ is the power.And the wisdom.
我想说的是，基督就是我们的力量，就是我们的睿智。
The Bible says, as we continue in our passage, for Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified to the Jews, a stumbling block, and to the Greeks it's foolishness. But to those who are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ.Is the power of God and the wisdom of God, because of the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than men.
就像经文里教育我们的，说是这些社会这个世界上的智者都在寻求一种智慧，但是呢，真正的智慧是在神在十字架被钉死的地方找到的，所以他才是真正的力量，他才是真正的智慧，在他身上是没有傻的。
If we look at our world and society,
当我们看这个社会的时候
，our world and society is very similar.To what it was like with the Jews and the Greeks back then.
我们今天的社会其实跟两千年前，犹太人和希腊人的那种状态是一样的。
Verse 22 mentions that Jews were seeking for signs.
二十二节说的是犹太人在寻找一种特殊的启示。
And I am not making fun of the Jews back then because I'm human also.
我不是说在嘲笑犹太人的做法，因为我也是人。
But the Jews back then, Jesus Christ, the ultimate and perfect sign, was standing before them.
在那个年代，基督已经是活着的，他是一个很正确、很完美的一个例子，已经呈现在犹太人面前了。
And they were pursuing this religion. If I do this, if I do that.I'm gonna be a good Jew.
但是犹太人呢，一直在做一个狂热的宗教追随者。他们就在想，如果我做这个做那个，那我就是一个很好的一个信徒。
But if you see this comparison, their faith, their walk was in what they were doing.
但是你可以看到这个对比，就是说他们的信仰跟他们的做法。
It was so much into what they were doing that when Jesus, the Messiah, they were looking and waiting for, was standing before them, they hung him on the cross.
就是他们在那儿做他们自己的事情，但是呢，他们在与此同时呢，基督却被他们钉在了，被我们钉死在了十字架上。
People who were supposed to be of God were the ones that when God came were fighting with him. They were his enemy when he was here on earth ministering among us.
人类其实应该是属于神的，但是当神在人类在人世间生活和居住的时候呢，我们却与神为敌。
In their religious acts, they forgot that it was all about God.
尤其是他们这些狂热的宗教行为，却使他们忘记了说是哦，原来神就在那儿。
It was about a relationship with God, not some to-do list.
是人和神的一种关系，而不是一种检阅信。
Those to-do lists are a result of our healthy and growing relationship with a live and active Lord and Savior.
这些检阅信呢，其实正是成为了我们的绊脚石，让我们没办法跟神有一种更好的关系。
The Greeks, this talks about, they pursued wisdom.
在这里边讲到了希腊人尤其喜欢追求什么是智慧。
So in Greek culture, they would stand and debate each other over things like, oh, you know, philosophy, oh, well, I believe that the world is like this, or I believe the heart of man is this.
希腊人喜欢去辩论关于哲学上面的东西，比方说世界是什么，人的心是什么。
And they would sit and think that that education would help them be able to open up this new enlightenment, this power of knowledge through understanding whatThe world said around them, or people thought around them.
他们坐在那里，以为教育可以改变任何事情，可以帮助他们打开这个世界，帮助他们对世界有一种新的认知。
But none of that knowledge gave them an understanding of what happens after they die.
但是呢，没有任何他们所谓手里的知识能够帮助他们理解，他们要去哪儿，就是他们死后他们要去哪儿。
Some of that pursuit of knowledge left them just as empty as they were before they pursued it.
有的人呢，追求了半天知识，但是最终的结果却是什么呢？就跟他们没有追求知识之前是一样的。
So when the world sees, when the Jews and the Greeks saw Christ, when they heard the message of the gospel, and people hear the message of the gospel today,It might seem foolish.
所以当犹太人和希腊人看到福音的时候，跟我们现在的人看到福音是一样的，就是觉得福音很蠢。
But let me tell you, as people,
但是让我告诉你
，we can only see things through the perspective and view that we have.
我们只能看到我们能看到的东西。
We need someone who can see everything and knows everything to tell us how we should live and how we should abide and give us the wisdom that surpasses our corrupt world.
我们能看到的这些东西呢，是教不了我们东西的。我们必须需要一个人，他能看到每一个东西，这样的人才能在我们的生活中去让我们看到我们所看不到的东西。
So in verse 25, when it says, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men, it's not saying that God is foolish. It's not saying that the God of creation is weak.
第二十五节呢，就在告诉我们说，并不是说人，神所创造的人呢，就是软弱的。
It's showing us that our minds and our human understanding is flawed.
而是在教育我们人的大脑还有人的这些理解呢是有问题的。
So because of this,
正因为这些
God is wiser than man, and because of this, the weakness of God in our eyes is actually stronger than men.
正是因为这些，上帝才是最睿智的，他的理解才是最正确的。
He is not held by the limits that we are.
他是没有局限的，不像我们，我们是有局限的。
He is far beyond that.
他是非常高深的。
To know Christ Jesus is to understand what real power, what real wisdom is.
去认识基督是在认识什么是真正的力量，什么是真正的睿智。
As a person, we want to try our best to live and pursue God and do all these great things in our life.
作为一个普通的人类，我们就是只是我们追求主，其实是在做一些东西。我们是在做一些没用的东西，有的时候。
But we must understand that God knew that we could not achieve eternity and salvation on our own.
我们也同样深知，他是知道的，我们是没办法靠自己的力量去救赎自己的。
In our limited ability, our limited wisdom.
在我们有限的智慧和有限的睿智的局限中。
He knew we could never be perfect enough.
他知道我们是永远不可能完美的。
So Jesus died on the cross.
所以基督在十字架上为我们而死。
So God stepped down in a time 2,000 years ago.
所以他在两千年前降世为人。
And he knew because of our imperfection that he must be that sacrifice for us.
他知道我们的不完美，所以他必须要为自己牺牲。
Our sin, our imperfection is what stops us from having this relationship with God.
我们的罪导致了我们没办法和主和导致了我们和主有隔阂。
So God Himself died in our place.
所以上帝他自己为我们而死。
And when He died on that cross for us, that sacrifice in God's eyes, the Father, was perfect.
所以在十字架上，在上帝的眼中，那个牺牲是完美的。
He gave us the way.To know God again.
他给了我们一个道路，能让我们更好地了解上帝。
He rose again 3 days later, giving us a new life.
他三天之后死而复生，给了我们新的生活。
That if we place our trust in Him and turn to Him in forgiveness and call Him Lord, that He says we will be saved.
如果我们单单信靠他，而且叫他为主，那么我们就会被救赎。
No matter where you come from, what your past looks like, maybe it doesn't matter what religion you had before, Jesus overcomes religion and sin and our imperfection.
无论你从哪里来，你的过去是什么，甚至你过去的宗教是什么，那么只要你信靠基督，他已经把我们变成完美。
When he died for every person that lives on this planet, walked on this planet, and who has been here on this planet in history.
他的死是为全人类而死的。他的死，是过去，也是为过去的人，也是为将来的人。
That whoever calls on him will be saved. That is.The most powerful wisdom you could ever know.
他的死，我们叫他为上帝，我们叫他为主。那种智慧是我们永远靠自己而理解不了的。
He calls us, the God of the universe calls us into a relationship with Him.
这个创造宇宙的主在呼叫我们，让我们和他建立一种关系。
We can never look past what Jesus did, who He is, for us to attain wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
我们如果不看到过去基督为我们而死，那我们就永远理解不了这些知识和这些睿智。
I want to leave us with this passage of scripture.
我想让大家看一下这段经文。
The remainder part of our chapter.
From 第十节到第三十一节。
So you may view the screen and I will read.
你可以看大屏幕。
For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring nothing, the things that are. That no flesh, listen, no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. He who glories, let him glory in the Lord.
如果他想赞美，那么就请让他在耶稣基督里赞美。
If we want revival, if we want to pursue God, if we want this wisdom and relationship with him,
如果我们想复苏，如果我们想追求，那么就请让我们有这种和神的关系。
We need to play the background.
我们需要作为背景。
Get out of the way.
不要挡住路。
Allow God to change you.
让神去改变你。
Listen to what he's saying to you.
去听他在教育你什么。
The funny thing is, when someone comes up to, and I've been guilty of this at times, when someone approaches us sometimes, they're like, oh, I have this struggle.
最搞笑的是，当有人接近你的时候，告诉你，哎，我有这个问题。
And oftentimes we're like, oh, I heard of this book.
我们的答案就是哦，我知道有一本书。
This author explains things so awesomely.
这个作者把这些问题解决得非常好。
It really changed my heart and life.
把我的生活改变了。
And I've stopped myself from saying that, and I'm like, wait a second. Why is the first thing that I tell someone about sometimes a book that someone wrote about something they should be going to, which is God's word?
我又把自己拦住了，因为我觉得很搞笑，因为我为啥要告诉别人一本人写的书呢？而不是说告诉他神在教育我们什么。
Why would I have to go to someone else's word about how to overcome a struggle or a sin or eternity or life or wisdom other than God who gave us his word?
我为啥需要人写的书去教育我，去告诉我什么是天国，什么是灵魂？我其实最应该去找的东西就是上帝的话语。
If we, church, listen, if we want to pursue God, to be revived in our hearts for Him,
教会啊，请你们听着，如果我们想要追寻主，如果我们想要复兴。
We must play the background, but we also must understand that Christ is the power and wisdom.
我们必须要作为背景，而且必须要知道，只有基督耶稣，是力量，还有智慧。
And as we continue to play the background, the glory goes to God.
在我们持续的去，当这个，背景的时候，让我们知道神是在这个过程中被赞美的。
Therefore, it's not what we do, our acts, our actions, our great things, our good things that we could do. It's not those things that we can glory in. That glory must only go to the one who deserves it. We must only do those things for the one who deserves it.
所以说呢，不是我们自己的举动，我们自己的好举动需要被高举的，而是那个真神。他是要被高举的，我们要明白这一点。
This revival calls us to surrender ourselves.
这个复兴呢，需要我们去把自己交出。
To give up our pride.
把自己的这种高举放下。
To overcome our futile wisdom.
去战胜自己人类的这种智慧。
And start to see the glory of Christ.And what he is and what he does for us.
而是去看至高无上的主，看他是谁，看他为我们做了什么。
Only until we get all of that stuff ourselves out of the way. and we put Christ in the right place, can we be revived and renewed in our relationship with Him?
只有我们把自己放下，把自己从道路中移开，把基督耶稣放在正确的位置，那么我们才能实现复兴。
Surrender your hearts to Him.
把你自己的心交给他。
I'm not just speaking to those who don't know Christ. I'm also speaking to Christians who have been living a Christian life for way too long.
我不光是给慕道友说这些话的，我也是在给基督朋友说的这些话。
That Jesus has been saying, I'm here. I've been here this whole time. You want to experience me? You must come back to me.
信基督的朋友说，哦，我已经信了很多年了，如果你要是想那个啥的话，你就必须来我这儿。
Humble ourselves. Approach him.
请谦卑下来，然后接近主。
And then you will grow deeper with him.
你才会成长，你才会在主里边更好的成长。
Let's pray.
让我们祈祷。
Jesus God.
基督主呀。
I just thank you that you are God and I am not.
我非常感谢你是我们的主，我们不是。
That you hold the key to eternity.
你是掌握人生死大权的主。
That you hold the key to true wisdom.
你是掌握人什么？你是告诉人们什么是智慧的主。
God, would you help us to overcome ourselves?
上帝呀，你能不能去让我们去战胜我们自己？
Would you help us to put you in the forefront?
让我们把你放在最前面。
Help us to be in the background.
让我们坐在最后。
Lord, we often can get in the way.
我们时常高举自己。
Lord, you don't want us to be religious.
你不想让我们变得非常狂热地追求宗教。
You don't want us to be a Pharisee.
你不想让我们变成一些光是遵守律法的人。
You want to give us a true relationship.
你是想给我们一个真正的、实在的关系的主。
One that is alive, one that is active.
那个关系是活着的，那个是每天都在行动的一种关系。
You want us to experience you in depths that we never could on our own.
你让我们去经历一些东西，是我们自己所寻求不到的。
So Lord, help us to depend on you for that power and wisdom to do so.
请帮助我们，让我们单单依靠那个力量，依靠你的智慧。
And Lord, I ask that you would give us the power and wisdom to do so that can only come from you, God.
请给我们那个智慧和力量，那些智慧和力量是单单的从你而来。
And Lord, when we see you actively working in us, would we just glorify you?
当我们看到你在我们生活中和生命中做工的时候，我们单单赞美你。
And praise your name.
赞美你的名呀。
Because you alone deserve the glory and praise.
因为只有你是值得这个的。
And so Lord, I pray if anyone is in this room today that does not know you.
我祈祷这个屋子里边所有不认识你的人。
I pray, Lord, that you would continue to pursue them.
我祈祷你能够去向他们启示你是谁。
Lord, would you help them to know you?
你能不能帮助他们去更好的了解你？
Would you give them hope also in their eternity?
你能否给他们希望，就是在你永生中的希望？
We thank you for dying on the cross for us.
我们谢谢你在十字架上为我们而死。
We thank you for rising again 3 days later.
我们非常感谢你三天之后起死回生。
We pray this in your name.
我们以你的名义祈祷。
Amen.